This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
High noon hour here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Let's get to some headlines, which will include more candy rankings in a moment. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. So you got both the Heat and Dolphins in action tonight. Dolphins 8-15. They will host the Baltimore Ravens, both two-win teams looking for win number three tonight. Miami Heat look to extend their three-game winning streak at 3-1. They go to the 4-0 San Antonio Spurs tonight on the road at 8:30 p.m. Leroy, we talked a little bit earlier about the NBA, whether or not they're screwing over the Heat with this Rozier situation. There was a really good X post by Barry Jackson to recap the seven ways the Heat have been wrong so far. Would you like to hear Barry's seven?
Yeah, but I could have. My biggest one is, and I haven't read the article, but I'm going to tell you where I think they got wronged. The league clearing Terry Rozier, thus making the trade okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that in itself, to me, means that the league has to step in and fix it, because you did wrong by the Miami Heat by letting them believe that everything was okay.
It's weird.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So here, Barry Jackson says, so to recap, the seven ways the Heat have been wrong so far. Number one, like you said, NBA, in approving Rozier trade, did not tell the Heat about ongoing federal investigation. Number two, Charlotte did not tell the Heat. Number three, Miami must continue paying Rozier's salary, not to Terry, but into an interest-bearing account. Number four, the Heat so far has been given no cap relief to replace him and continues with 13 players minus injured guys, so he says 9 or 10 tonight. Number five, per Windhorst, the Heat cannot use Rozier as salary cap ballast in a trade. Number six, Heat has not been given draft pick back at this point, meaning the next four first-rounders are frozen for trade purposes. And number seven, the NBA hasn't voided Terry's deal, unlike Jontay Porter, who was voided by the NBA before federal charges, meaning the Heat has no room under tax line to sign replacement.
But it all starts from the initial. Like, all the other stuff is a result of, one, the NBA okaying the trade, and you know for sure Charlotte ain't going to say nothing.
No.
Because if that was I wouldn't.
And they don't have to. So that's a problem with the NBA rules.
Right. It's all like, NBA. It's all NBA. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So they let a guy be traded that had this as a possibility. And I would say a trade got reversed last year that would have sent, who was it? Dalton Connect would have been off the Lakers, right? Who were they trading him for?
And Mark Williams.
Huh?
Mark Williams.
Yeah. And then he ended up balling out.
Well, he was balling out. They said he has a broke back.
It didn't seem too broke the way he played the rest of that year.
I mean, I remember once I was selling an old car, an old Honda Civic, and my air conditioning only worked like 20% of the time. And when I was like selling the car and the person was like sitting in the car, turning it on, I was like praying, please let this be one of the 20% when the AC worked. And it was. And they bought the car from me. So that's what Charlotte did. Like, I knew I was selling a bum ass AC unit to these people. I didn't say anything. Charlotte knew there was an investigation. They didn't have to say anything to the Heat to make that trade.
Yeah. Okay. But you didn't have a governing body reviewing.
That's a good point.
The sale.
No.
Like, if two teams trade and then the league, who's overseeing the trade and has to okay it, comes in and say, "Hey, Charlotte, what about that thing?" What they did was say, "Oh, go ahead. He's been cleared on our end." Yeah. Now, if he's been cleared, and here's what I would argue to force them, if I'm Terry Rozier's agent or lawyer, if he's been cleared by the league until he's been convicted of a crime, how can you take his money? Because you cleared him.
Right.
So.
Well, the Heat will, of course, be without Tyler Hero.
Not to mention, why we think our team, like, we thought our guys were smarter than that and can't get got.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
While we talk about all this other stuff. Yeah.
I'm gonna just throw it out there that somebody got got. Somebody got got.
You would figure somebody in the FBI like should have said, "Hey Pat, you might want to take another." Just saying, like, I'm not gonna tell you why, but you might want to take another look at this one.
Yeah. Somebody made him offer he couldn't refuse.
8:30 tonight, Heat and San Antonio Spurs. Mentioned 8:15 tonight. Miami Dolphins are in action. I guess we're not going to do weather, even though people are asking for it, Leroy. But we're not.
I'll give you a nice weather report.
Give it to me.
Let me get over here. Come on.
He's bringing the camera with him. Motion-activated camera.
Yeah. It is mostly sunny.
That's
some
beautiful.
Patchy clouds. Probably around 80 degrees. Winds look like they're blowing at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm going to say they're coming out of the north. It's going to be a great night for football. Great day for tailgating. It's going to start getting cooler. So tomorrow, look at it to be low to mid 60s. And then maybe going into the weekend, right at around 64 low. But it'll warm up real quick. Beautiful weekend ahead. So
we got that cold front coming in.
Yeah. I'm going to say the breeze is coming out of the north because that's the only way you could get that cold there. By the way, you want to thank this cold front. This cold front is what's keeping all them storms from coming this way because we got that pressure pushing everything out of there because storms hate cold air. Cold front coming through, that's cold air. Storms run. So perfect timing.
Sending prayers to Jamaica.
Yeah, Jamaica, Cuba.
Some of the videos. Oh, yeah, Cuba as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check on your family in Jamaica and Cuba. So everybody make sure you do that because it is rough.
Yeah.
It is rough. Now, Miami Dolphins tonight, Leroy. Did they turn a corner last week? Do you feel like the Dolphins can cover that 7.5-point spread tonight?
Yes.
Pull off a victory.
I would say, regardless of who the two teams are, it's Thursday night home, right? That's more
Thursday
what I'm going
home.
With. But I would say this. The good news is, and I'm going to say this, and I have the utmost respect for this guy, okay? So when I say this, don't read into it too much. The reason why I feel more confident than I normally would, because Mike McDaniel and the coaching staff don't have enough time to overthink the situation.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So having less time to prepare for the staff.
On a short week, all you have is the recent success and what you did to have that success. And you'll be more inclined to just do caveats off of those things that you did well last week. Whereas if you had
everything went well last
week. If you had a few extra days, then you would tweak it and go back to, Like, look, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but here's what I remember. The two games that they won, Tua rolled out and threw the ball accurately.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, let's just start there.
I'm going to back you up on that. The last time he had a Thursday night game, it was probably his best called game ever.
Right, because he didn't have time to screw it up.
I mean, Tua did throw the interception to the linebacker at the end on the possible game-winning drive, but
I'm telling you,
Mike McDaniel called a hell of a game against Buffalo.
Right. Dude, you'd be amazed that – keep in mind, these guys have been working together now for 4 months, right? So everything is there, right? But when you start getting into these games, especially what I found out with young coaches always want to have an imprint. Old coaches just want to win, right? And sometimes they put themselves more in trouble trying to make an impact on the game that you already have something working. So with this short week, I'm hoping that, well, all we can do is run deviations off of what we did last week because our guys don't have as much practice to totally change it. You see what I mean? Which works well. I love the fact that they went big guy in the backfield with the extra lineman, right? And they put two backs in the backfield, making you think, oh, we kind of jumbo, and then took and put A-Chan in the slot. So what that does is it makes the defense identify what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Because are you going to put a linebacker out there? If you widen the linebacker out there, guess what we're going to do? Run it, right? If you bring a safety down, right? Now, guess what that does? Create space where you like to throw it in the secondary. Just simple stuff by lining it up. So I'm going to look for stuff like that. I'm going to look for them to continue to try to run the football because, again, I think at the end of this game, you're going to look at one stat, and that's going to be the identifying stat. Who ran the ball more?
Yep.
Right? And when you look at what they want to do, you look at what the Dolphins want to do, it's all centered around that. If you have success running the football and you go play action with how Tua does the play action, he's good at that, right? Now you're on skates defensively. Conversely, most teams have been doing a really good job of stopping Derrick Henry. I don't know whether he's getting older, whether it's the or maybe it's
the
because
O-line maybe.
Or maybe it's because Lamar hasn't been there the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm happy Leroy said that. You know what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to go off tonight.
180, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
But again.
Outside of the Atlanta game, the Dolphins' run defense has been terrible. But
can I say
great
this?
Against Atlanta.
And here's what the difference was if you weren't paying attention. And credit to Weaver and to Mike McDaniel to get a team who was 1-6 to do this. Right? Swarm to the ball.
Yeah.
On every play, 4-5 guys. When you can get a team that's 1-6 at the time to play with that much energy, right? That's saying something about you and your staff. It is. Because I got to tell you, I was 3-13 one year, right? And the effort after about 1-5 was over.
Yeah.
So being on both sides of that and seeing the way these guys are responding, that don't take that for granted. That's not something that normally happens. In fact, you turn on the TV, you turn on all the news, you turn on, what are they saying? Oh, this team's going to quit on Mike McDaniel. He might not make it through the season. And then, boom. Got to give somebody credit for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
I thought they were going to quit after 1-6.
Guys don't, like, here.
Had their best game of the year.
Dono, here's what you need to understand about these guys.
Okay.
Regardless of how much they get paid, regardless of what their situation is, regardless of who they like and who they don't like in the organization, regardless of what players they like or don't like. They are competitors first.
I get that.
And I don't care what your situation is. The one thing you don't want after your name is L. And that's the way some of these guys think. That's the way a lot of these guys think. And that's what drives them not to look like booty when they go out there and play. Right?
Yeah.
We can honestly say, if you say to me, oh, that guy quit, you lose all respect for him. I can't have him on my team, right? Like, you feel like you feel cheated. Like, even if your team is losing, right? If you see a guy and it look like he quit, you feel cheated. So they haven't quit. They haven't looked good, but they haven't quit. So they
definitely haven't quit.
So I'm glad with the short week and the mad scientist not having enough time to tinker with anything, I'm looking for, you know, some of the same things. Now, I do want them to play with that same energy they did on defense, and it's going to require more because that's a moose, and you got Lamar Jackson. The other thing is, do we know how much Lamar Jackson going to run? Because one of the things he has said.
100%, he said.
No, here's the other thing
he's
that
not
he's.
Even on their injury.
Hold on.
No designation of an injury.
Here's the other thing that he said.
Nope.
He said this. In all my years of playing football, I've never had a hamstring injury. And I'm going to tell you about hamstring injuries. It makes you extremely careful because you know how that felt when you pulled it. I don't care if you're 100% or not. So we'll see.
With that said, he's going off for 150 on the ground tonight. Just watch. Just watch. By the way, Dr. Upstairs Downstairs gave us his medical opinion on pink eye. He says pink eye usually lasts between 7 and 14 days. So Tua might, and I want pink eye Tua because pink eye Tua is the best version.
I don't know
so
what
I
made. I don't know why all of a sudden his arm got stronger because he had pink eye.
Because the pink eye, it channels the powers that are usually in your vision get channeled to your arm.
Hey,
that's why.
You know, hey. You know, just
it's
because.
It's like how the blind man can hear really well. You can also throw a football farther.
Hey, you know what's funny? Just because you're replacing Tobin this week does not mean you have to come up with his ideas.
I mean, I'm trying to do something here. I'm trying to fill the big Tobin shoes here. I think there's something to that.
Somebody say, how is Mike McDaniel a mad scientist and run through the same plays? Have you heard the man talk?
He talks like a mad scientist.
Right.
But does he actually call plays like a mad scientist?
No.
Like, sometimes we see wrinkles and things that look cute and whatever.
Yeah, all the eye candy.
A lot of eye candy. But here's the thing. I would hope, right, that when he calls a good game, and you can tell right away, you know why? Because it looks like all of it went together, right? Sometimes he calls a game and it's just random. Random.
Yeah.
You're not setting up nothing. You're not exploiting one guy on the field, right? You're not doing anything, right? That looks like. And sometimes when you do something offensively, it's not even for now. It's for later on in the game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I used to say? You guys used to hear me say this all the time about Eli Apple. They're going to run three slants against him in the first and second quarter, right? And he's going to start feeling froggy, and he's going to jump it, and it never fails. They're going to run a slant and go. Eli Apple's going to jump it, and he's going to be wide open going down the sidelines. Eli Apple has been bit, caught, abused by the double move for so as long as I've been watching him play, right? That's his. Everybody has that kryptonite. My kryptonite was maybe I fumbled a little bit much. His kryptonite is the double move, and you ain't got to run it back to back plays. You just run that slant. You say, keep that in your mind, buddy. I'm running slants, and then like it'll be third and three. and you know that slant. He want to jump that slant because he want to stop you from getting the first. Weep, weep. Got him. So I would like to see something like that, right? Like, I like watching games. When I watch games, I like watching games and watching offenses and say, uh-oh, they setting them up for this. Uh-oh, they're setting them up for this. When you see that toss, 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 right? Now what they do is they run the toss, come back with the counter, right? A toss counter.
Yeah.
Because that was normally a ball you hand off. Now they're doing it with the toss. Soon as defense see the toss, pew, they're running, right? So, like, you've set things up. Sometimes I watch them play offensive football, and there's nothing there. Nothing. Like, bubble screen. And let me tell you something. If one more jackass says, bubble screen is just like our outside run. No, you got a top running back in the league to do outside runs. Let's have him do it.
Yeah. We're going to continue the 12 o'clock hour when we come back. By the way, RVA Richie says new technology is Leroy's kryptonite now. It's not the fumbles. It's the new technology.
Dude, now. I'm good with technology. Y'all just, like, yeah, y'all tripping with that.
You give the man a hard time. You want to keep it right here, FM 104.3, Tobin and Leroy Show, WQAM. Hey, man.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brad Marchand of the Florida Panthers is one hell of a guy. This is why, you know, he didn't play on Tuesday night for the Cats. Marchand is expected to rejoin the Panthers on Saturday when they host the Dallas Stars. Thanks to Jay Figg for sending me this Instagram post. I was just reading more about it during the break. So Florida Panthers star Brad Marchand stepped away from the Panthers this week to go home to Halifax, coaching in honor of a friend's daughter who passed away after a battle with cancer. So he was helping a friend back home after tragedy, and that just, man, it absolutely warms my heart. And you know, again, he should be back with the team by Saturday when the Panthers take on the Dallas Stars. But
good.
I mean, you talk about keeping everything in perspective, man. Good on Marchie for doing that, Vlad. That was a really cool thing for him to get involved with.
You know how much of a great organization and confident you can be? Just be like, yeah, let's allow one of our guys to take a week off and help,
yeah,
you know, do something for a good cause, and we're okay with it. No problems. No problem with it whatsoever. Great job by Brad Marchi. Great job by the Panthers. And, you know, much success. And hopefully he'll be a good head coach. You know what I'm saying?
You never know, man. He may be coaching maybe Florida or Boston somewhere in the future. Hopefully Florida, if things play out that way. Because he has fully been embraced by this club and by his teammates. So people weren't, when he was initially traded for, people didn't really know how that was going to go because he'd been a bitter rival in the past. But the Panthers have an awesome culture. I mean, they just really have a great dressing room under the leadership of Alexander Barkov. And of course, you know, from GM Bill Zito on down, it's just a great organization how they've been able to, you know, bring in guys in trades to help this team who want to be here. So good on Marchi for getting involved in that. Yeah, Florida Panthers have a few days off before they're back on the ice. Miami Heat going to be taking on the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, Vlad, this is going to be, you know, a test for the Heat. It's a different challenge than what they faced so far this season against a really good Spurs team with one of the best players in the league. I mean, do you think the Heat can keep up? Can they keep up their offensive output, the efficiency, and the pace tonight when they take on the San Antonio Spurs?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're hitting shots, yeah, you're going to keep up the offensive pace. I just want to see the battle of, you know, Godzilla versus King Kong, you know. I want to see Khalil Ware versus Wemby, because it seems to me like if there was one guy who can at least, not I'm going to say match him, but at least give him a, you know, give him some problems or make things uncomfortable, it seems to be like Khalil Ware is the only one. Athletically and tall enough to be with Wemby, but right now what Wemby's doing these first four games of the season, it is scary. Yeah. So we'll see.
Spurs are 4-0. They're favored at home by I think 5.5 points tonight. Dolphins are 7.5 point underdogs tonight against the Baltimore Ravens. So I got the injury reports. You know, obviously the Dolphins have a few guys on the report. The Baltimore Ravens injury report is blank. Like they have everybody
healthy,
including Lamar Jackson. So they're healthy, and like that's a team looking to make a run, right? I mean, Lamar was banged up last week. They still beat Chicago without him. You know, they struggled early in the season with a lot of defensive players banged up, but they're healthy now. For the Dolphins injury report for this one, the only player who's for sure out is tight end Julian Hill, ankle. Doubtful safety Ashton Davis, quadricep. And a bunch of players who are questionable tonight. Linebacker Bradley Chubb is questionable. He's someone who could be on the trading block potentially next week. Trade deadline is coming up in 5 days. Wide receiver D. Eskridge is questionable. Shoulder. Cornerback Jason Marshall questionable with a hamstring. And Ifeatu Maifunwu is the safety questionable. Doesn't say why he's questionable. He's on that questionable list. There's nothing about Tua's pink eye. So he's not on the injury report. But Leroy, we were just talking about, before you were done hobnobbing out there, we were just talking about
hobnobbing?
What were you doing then? Eating candy?
No, I was, well, first of all, yes. But I was trying to get to the bottom of, because the Junior Mints.
Did you figure it out? Any detective work?
But somebody said, oh, Junior Mints are divine.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's chick candy.
Was it a man or a woman?
Yeah. It was a woman.
Yeah. It was a woman?
Yeah. That's divine? Just like, hold on.
I've never heard someone describe candy as divine, let alone a Junior
Mint.
Hold on.
How many dudes like mint chocolate chip ice cream?
The percentage is maybe like 10% of dudes, if even that much.
I know. No, there might be a type.
I'm not going to go there, but I'm just saying.
They're part of the continent crew.
Yeah.
Yes. I have a question or a comment about the Ravens. You do realize when everybody was healthy, they weren't playing that damn good anyway.
No.
So let's not make it sound like, oh, they got their people back, that, oh, hell going to break loose. Now, I will also say this. I have history with Baltimore of turning it around. Not like this, right? Mm-hmm. Conversely, the Dolphins have been down this road before.
Yeah.
So, like, just because everybody's back with Baltimore, I'm not ready to buy. No. They weren't playing that good when the season started.
Nope.
So all of a sudden.
Team's favorite. I think the Dolphins are going to pull off the unthinkable tonight.
It's not the unthinkable.
What? Get beat, but cover?
It's not.
Maybe.
But,
they might.
But listen to this. We've taken 1-2-5 team and making them 7-point favorites over a 2-6 team.
Yeah.
On the road.
That's crazy. On the road.
Yeah,
they think the 2-5 team is, when healthy, is a more talented and better team.
Okay, but they were healthy when they were when the season started.
They were okay, and they lost a 42-40 game to the Buffalo Bills.
And what about the other?
They were, and then after, well, during that first game, guys were falling down.
Okay, so me and Vlad were having this conversation, and I'm not. It's hard. To have this conversation for one reason. Because when you have conversations like this, you're considered either a hater or you just don't like somebody or whatever. But me and Vlad had this conversation, and this is the reality of it. If you've watched Derrick Henry, he doesn't look as explosive.
No, he does not. I can agree with
that. And so I would say that it is important that we see the same type of swarm tackling that we saw last week, because I hadn't seen that in a long time with the Dolphins. Too many guys getting caught on the island, nobody pursuing, guys missing tackles, and what was it, a couple of games ago, guy missed a tackle and put the team in field goal range, right? Yeah. So that swarm tackling, right, was big last week, and you're going to need that same energy because, I mean, I got to tell you, he may not be moving as good, but 250 with a stiff arm on 200 never comes out the way you want it to.
That's physics right there.
Right. So
physics are not in your favor.
So, but that being said, if that is the case, and I am accurate in this assessment, doesn't that minimize what Lamar is going to be able to do running the football also? Because a lot of the stuff is because you're so scared of what Derrick Henry can do that it frees up Lamar.
That's a good point.
And if Derrick Henry hasn't been doing Derrick Henry stuff for whatever reason, is that been part of the reason why Lamar hasn't had that success? So, I'm just saying these are things that you kind of think of when you see, you know, this team. Like, you are what your record is, right?
Yeah.
They're what?
Yeah,
1-5, 1-6.
That's what the great
2-6.
20th century
philosophy. They're 2-5.
They're 2-5.
So, I mean,
right. So
two of the worst teams in the NFL,
right,
by record.
So I'm not. No. No, you want me to take a lot of liberties and saying who's where and who's what and who's whatever? I'm not doing it. I'm not. I haven't seen it. We said the same things. Oh, if Tua was back, we'd be this. If just so-and-so was back, we'd be this. And, like, I don't care.
I think Lamar being back is a little bigger than Tua.
Yeah.
Okay. Have they ever had a year where they started off 2-5 and made the playoffs?
They probably haven't had a season like
okay.
That.
No, so while we talking about Lamar and Derrick Henry and Baltimore, they are what they are right now.
But they play in a crappy division.
I don't care. They are what they are right now. So I'm not just giving it to them because what they've done every year is different.
Coming up next, I interrupted Leroy's candy hierarchy an hour ago. I need to finish that up, and I need.
I've realized that we got to mix chocolate with candy because I can't find enough candies.
Well, we're gonna mix in the, okay. the chocolate. That's what gets me excited. Right. When I'm raiding my son's trick or treating bounty,
I tried to, Vlad. I couldn't.
You have to separate chocolate and the candy.
I couldn't come up with a bunch of candies.
What do you mean you can't come up with a bunch of candies?
That I like?
Then just
Sour Patch Kids, Skittles,
Nerds.
No.
Nerds?
No.
I like Nerds.
Well, let's we'll get them when we get back because, you know, once we start, I ain't going to stop. I don't know about y'all.
That's right. We got to stop now, and we'll pick it up right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 104.3 WQAM.
It's still 562.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I got to know this from Leroy. And Leroy, let me first say, for me, the top three chocolate or candy, top three period
okay.
for me.
Uh-huh.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Must be in that mix for me.
Yeah. Okay,
must be in that mix.
Okay, okay.
I love a Kit Kat. It's got to be in that mix.
Yeah, okay.
And I like the original Hershey bar just to get my good plain chocolate fix.
Not with
those are the three musts.
Okay, okay. Now, if we just going to go, I'm going to go in my top three chocolates.
Okay.
I am a big fan of any kind of turtle. Right.
Okay. What is that with like the caramel in there?
Caramel. Right. Then listen, this machine, when it see me coming, it just spit out a Kit Kat. Like I don't even have to put my card up.
I love a Kit Kat. So good.
One time the machine down there, I pushed the button and I had a dangling particle. So the Kit Kat went to the edge but didn't fall. Let me tell you something. I hit it with a forearm shimmy. I got like five candies, right?
Have you ever been to Japan?
No. No.
In Japan, they have like 100 flavors of Kit Kat. Like you go into any store.
Oh, really?
The Japanese love Kit Kats. They have orange, blossom flavor, green
really?
Flavor, chocolate.
They tried it. I tried the They had the churro Kit Kat. I tried that. And then for my last one, this old school. Y'all young fellas don't realize this, but a 100,000 gram bar.
They don't know about that.
They don't know about that.
I know about that. Yeah.
I think I like that.
That's like yeah. Instead of the turtle have the nuts, right? It has like Rice Krispie, but caramel, Rice Krispie, and chocolate.
That's good.
So that's my top three.
Now, what's your bottom three? Which ones do you hate? Like, if you try to hand me a Butterfinger, I throw that right back.
Yeah, Butterfinger. A Tootsie Roll.
Love Tootsie Roll.
Terrible.
You know why? Because it's not even real chocolate.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, what, right. I can't explain what a Tootsie Roll is.
There's somebody like that have these generic fruit chews. It just say fruit chew on it. But you know, it's they have the yellow, lemon, and the green. You know you get 2,000 in a bag and you hand them out for Halloween candy. Whoever brought those to work, like, yeah. We can't hang out. We can't hang out.
Yeah.
Butterfinger is, when you get older, I'm going to tell you right now, there's certain candies that you playing Russian roulette with your teeth. Right?
Oh, for sure. It's the hardest candy. Like a Werther's.
Juicy Fruits. Yeah. Them things are a little hard. I'm scared. You know. Yeah, I can't mess with that. But, other than that, and then I got my Sour Patch. And Sour
Patch.
Like every now and then, I don't mind a good box of Lemon Heads, right?
I don't think I've ever had a Lemon Head.
I miss Sherry Clans.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna tell you what. Like somebody, Tootsie Roll and Yoo-Hoo are the samesies. It's chocolate, but it's not real chocolate. It's chocolate flavor. That is perfect.
Like chocolate
perfect. RV, that's perfect. Yeah. Does anybody like who likes Butterfinger?
Nobody likes a Butterfinger.
Right.
Nobody.
Oh, yeah. Whoppers are also Russian roulette. Yeah, they get... Yeah.
No, those are crunchy.
But you like it because you've been eating them every single time you're in the studio.
If that's all my options. A Tootsie Roll or Whoppers.
He'd take a Whopper over a Tootsie Roll any day.
He can't be saying that when he went on a scavenger hunt all around the entire studio.
Yeah. You think...
Looking for them.
Jennifer, you were with me. How much candy did I bring?
And you brought a lot, but I also think you're part of the reason why they're gone.
No, that's why I do it.
Giveth and he taketh.
And also,
that's what I did.
He gave them, put them around the entire station, and then every single break he went.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Them all once
Watermelon Sour Patch. I'm telling you. Listen, you would think, right, that you would like different flavors of Sour Patch. Wrong. I can get a whole bag of watermelon Sour Patch.
Do they make just whole bag of watermelon?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Usually I get like the assorted.
No, no. Like you can get all watermelon. They have other flavors like Jolly Rancher kind of does different like they do fruit. They do the regular flavor. Like they try to change it up a little bit. Butterfinger is the greatest candy bar. Your opinion is the circus peanuts of opinions.
You know, I've never tried a circus peanut, like the candy. I've never tried.
No, isn't that the same as Boston baked bean?
Never
the circus peanuts.
Never heard of it.
You know what else? I'm not a big fan when you go into the movie theater or the fair. Hot nuts.
Hey, yo.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
It comes in a little thing.
Those.
It looks like you squirting icing on the ice cream. It comes in a little package like that. And they sit
what?
In a... You never had the hot nuts?
I've had them.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Those are also... That's playing Russian roulette with your teeth.
Are they salty?
No. No, they have that candy that candy on the outside.
I
want to hear
J-Fig's
candy list.
J-Fig,
what's at the top of your candy list?
Junior Mints. So,
you know what? I actually find that offensive that you keep putting a gender on candy. You need to relax with that, okay?
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Not all of us fall in those little groups that you keep putting out there.
I said mostly women like Junior Mints or Mint Chocolate Chip.
And you know what? There's also it's guys statistics. Who go ahead and say the same thing.
I'm... Please, if you're a guy, please tell me. Please tell me.
Gender on candy.
Nope.
I don't go for Junior Mints.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I didn't say all women. I said it's very. Mm-hmm.
No, but you say it as an insult.
You're, no, I'm not saying it as an insult.
Ask, who eats junior mints? You're like,
okay, listen.
Women.
Wait.
All angry.
I'm black. I like cherry Kool-Aid, red Kool-Aid, wait, and watermelon.
Well, I'm not talking okay. about that. I'm just
but
saying.
But I'm just saying. It is
like
what it is.
Is saying it is a caveman. It's a caveman opinion.
I'm a caveman.
I'm just saying. Well, you know what? Well, we need to change our ways here.
We were like, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Leroy said the flu wasn't contagious.
I am on this show.
Cherry Coke is going. Not cherry Coke. Kool-Aid. Red.
Anyway.
Would you know if I said red?
Chocolate.
Huh?
My number one chocolate is Reese's.
Why do you not like Reese's. Me?
Reese's is the goat.
Reese's. Mm-hmm. Reese's is, yeah. You can't, you know.
I also like how they've incorporated.
All the holidays?
The chips in it to give it that crunch, that extra
no.
crunch.
Here's my favorite thing. Like, you can say I like Reese's, and it'll follow you around for every holiday. You could go Easter.
Oh, they
Christmas.
Do the Easter egg
they
ones.
Do the Christmas
yeah,
tree.
The
they
ones.
Do the
yeah.
Easter egg, oh. or you could do a regular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the stuff right there.
Leroy got duped by a Nutter Butter. It was shaped like a Nutter Butter. I didn't know it was a dog bone.
Nah, come on, Lee.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's something I would keep to myself, man.
You guys are also missing Twix. I have not heard Twix in any
Twix
one
is
of
number
your
one. Yeah. Snickers Twix. Is number one. Like that's,
Twix.
That's my Rushmore.
I go Twix, yeah. Reese's.
I also love the Hershey's cookies
by the way,
and cream.
I'm the only one that still loves peanut. I was a big fan of peanut butter Twix.
Big fan. Peanut butter Twix?
I never had that.
Yeah, I had it. I had it. I had it. Almond Joy.
Hell no.
That's on the list
Almond
of worst like candies.
Mounds and Almond Zach Joy Mike. Right in the garbage.
Get Bay, oh, Day South. You hit something there. Buddy, I like putting all of my chocolate in the freezer.
Right now in my
Baby Ruth in the freezer.
Reese's.
Yeah.
That has Oreo in it.
Reese's has Oreo.
I saw
in
that
it.
At the store.
I yeah, I tried.
Oh,
it.
So it's white. On. It's white on the outside.
Because I don't want to. I don't want to feel Len's wrath. So we're gonna come back, or Jay Figg's wrath, for that matter. So we're gonna come back for the
she
1 o'clock hour.
Like
Tobin and Leroy Show, FM 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.